I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Joel is here. Steve, that means you need to go there, out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as what?
Snow.
Correct. On what continent were the first Winter Olympics held?
Pass.
Not quite in the 27 club. How old was Hank Williams when he died?
26?
No.
25?
No.
Pass.
What William Golding novel tells the story of a group of boys cast away on a desert island?
Pass.
What is the second largest planet in our solar system?
The sun?
No.
Pass.
Which fast food chain uses the slogan, "It's finger licking good"?
KFC.
Correct. Who holds the record for most hits as a Seattle Mariner?
Ken Griffey.
No.
Ichiro.
Yes. Which U.S. state is home to the International UFO Museum?
New Mexico.
Yes! Nice work, Joel. Coming in strong at the end. You got 4 correct. There he is, Steve. Nice to see you.
Good to see you too.
Are you feeling ready?
Oh, the look on your face, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as what?
Snow.
Correct. On what continent were the first Winter Olympics held?
North America.
No.
Asia.
No.
Antarctica.
No. Not quite in the 27 club. How old was Hank Williams when he died?
26?
No.
25?
No.
24?
No.
Damn it.
What William Golding novel tells the story of a group of boys cast away on a desert island?
Oh, man. Oh, man. When the kid got hit in the rock. Lord of the Flies.
Yes. What is the second largest planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Tyrone.
No, sir.
Saturn?
Yes. Oh. Which fast food chain used the slogan, "It's finger licking good"?
KFC.
Correct. Who holds the record for the most hits as a Seattle Mariner?
Ken Griffey Jr.
No.
Ichiro.
Yes. Which U.S. state is home to the International UFO Museum?
That would be Danny State,
yes,
New Mexico.
That's right.
You said yes before I even guessed.
What is the more common term for the scapula?
The back.
No.
The shoulders.
No.
The lats.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Yes.
6-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Joel.
No problem.
Next time you'll beat Migs.
Have a good one, my man.
Are you going to play a song?
No, thank you for reminding me. So, I'd just like to say, the sun is not a planet. For everyone out there who thought that the sun was a planet.
It is not.
Wait, excuse me? Yeah, that was his guess.
He guessed the sun, I know.
Bless his heart.
I know. The continent where the first Winter Olympics were held was Europe. And Hank Williams was 29 when he died.
Oh, I went the wrong direction.
It's okay. The more common term for the scapula is the shoulder blade.
Shoulder blade. Okay.
Yes. But well done on your victory, Steve Migs.
Thank you.
You did great. We also have a shirt available in the Rock Shop that embodies all of the greatness of this game. It is the I Beat Migs shirt, and it has you on it as a Dogman character cartoon.
It's got the timer going. It's got the lyrics of the song. It's black.
We love a black t-shirt.
Who doesn't?
You can get yours at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a pretty rad feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message. Every day we check it, and there's some real interesting stuff on there, Steve.
Fireworks and popsicles. That is the topic of today.
Love. We're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
You are cordially invited to leave us a voice message whenever you please. You can do it through the Odyssey app. Very easy. Just locate that microphone icon and go crazy.
Got a good couple of voice messages. One has to do with the 4th of July. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Through our Odyssey app.
Hey, with the 4th of July being this Friday, what are some of the dumbest things you guys done with fireworks?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Start thinking.
Karen, I gotta imagine you've done some stupid f***ing shit with your family on the farm. Love the show, guys.
I feel like we should just isolate this part. It doesn't even have to do with fireworks. You could just do it with anything that happens with our friend T-Dog.
Karen, I gotta imagine you've done some stupid f***ing shit.
Yes. The answer is yes, all the time.
Well, I have a couple stories. One happened when I was a very little girl. Somebody found like a box of, it was like an empty box of fireworks, like that were done or whatever, had already been blown off, and it was like the garbage.
Okay.
Well, somebody threw them in the fire, and there were still fireworks in it. So then now all of a sudden we're getting pew, 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 pew. So it was like hit the deck. I mean, but I was like probably 5 maybe, and I remember this very clearly.
Okay.
So this was obviously like adults in my life.
Visually, that probably looked pretty awesome, though.
One year, my brother sliced his finger open with a bottle rocket. That was pretty fun.
Sliced his finger with a bottle rocket. Did he slice it on the bottle,
or did the bottle rocket go off and slice his finger? He was holding it, and it went off in his hand.
Okay.
And it, like, basically just cut his thumb in half. And, of course, he wraps it up in a towel and is like, don't tell mom, don't tell mom.
I feel like bottle rockets are, like, the worst and the greatest invention when it comes to fireworks because they're not, for the most part, going to cause severe damage.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is nice. But then it's also bad because I think we get a little too willy-nilly with them.
For sure.
Because I think about when I was growing up, granted, like, we didn't do a lot of dumb things, but this was always the dumbest. All of our friends in Brooklyn, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, we would have bottle rockets before, like, it would get dark out. We'd have a bunch of them because somebody's uncle was selling fireworks in the basement, and he would just hook us up with a crap ton of bottle rockets.
Oh, my gosh.
So we would put them in the bottle, safety first, of course. Give whoever it is 5 seconds. You have 5 seconds, run as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And you just start running and running. And then that 5 seconds hit, and one of us would do the countdown, so like the nerves are going. And then you point the bottle rocket at that kid. And you just set it off. But the beauty of a bottle rocket, it never goes straight. So more often than not, you never got hit. But it's just like that feeling, because you know that sound. And you can't see. You don't want to turn around because, God forbid, you turn around. That's the time it hits you right in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we would do that. That was like, we didn't do a lot of dumb things with fireworks, but that was one we did all the time. and we looked forward to doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But good no one times. Ever got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good sign. But be safe out there, kids.
Yeah. Someone even put it on the floor, like on the cement, and then start running and then just set off the bottle rocket. And you just, the crazy thing is, we didn't live like in a quiet, like we didn't live on the farm.
Yeah.
We lived in a pretty busy area of Brooklyn, New York, like right by a shopping mall, right by a busy street. And we never once thought, oh, this could hit somebody.
No.
This could hurt somebody. This could, like, you know, hit a car. And not that it's going to blow up a car. It's a bottle rocket. But still, that could distract somebody to where they smash into a car.
Yeah, we're a lot smarter now.
I don't know about that. We just don't have bottle rockets in our possession. Danny, did you ever do anything stupid with bottle rockets? With fireworks?
No, Steve. They were illegal in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Good. So we didn't drive 40 minutes to Moriarty, New Mexico, and buy a bunch of illegals and bring them back and almost set my mom's tree on fire.
Oh,
where would you go to buy them?
This place, it was just a tent on the side of the road.
Okay.
And, but they weren't illegal. Like, it was like probably 30 minutes outside of Albuquerque, and we just drive there and you buy as many as you could, bring them back for the 4th of July. And yeah, we bought like one that looked like a little crayon box, and you light it, and then it shoots the little rockets, but it went too high. And it lit this like 20-foot tree on the top on fire. And we're just sitting, the hose wouldn't reach up there. And we're like, we're going to watch this whole thing burn everything down.
No.
Danny the arsonist over here.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we didn't have those kind of stands. So I think about like, you know, we would go to somebody's ranch. The best, though, was one of our friends, his dad was a cop. And he would raid people's basements. It's so corrupt. And take their fireworks and then give them to his kids, who then gave them to us. Like, it's like he saved so much money for being a corrupt cop.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, we got one more voice message. This one has to do with ice cream.
What's you guys' favorite ice cream treat? Strawberry shortcake pop, otter pops, bomb pops.
Ooh,
does this person sound like Forrest Gump? Or
bomb pops, push-up pops, Flintstones pops.
The frog with the gum on his nose. What do you go with?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one. But I always really like, if I ever see the, do you remember like the Mario one that had the, like the nose was a gumball?
Oh, yes.
Childhood? If I ever see one of those, I have to get it just for strict like nostalgia purposes.
Tatum gets the Ninja Turtle version
the
of that
coolest.
Now all the time.
Yeah,
and it's so, it totally triggers like young like memories of like when the ice cream man would show up in our neighborhood.
The face is all messed up.
Yeah.
The thing nightmares are made of.
Poor turtle, you know, maybe got beat up before it became an ice cream treat. It's so good though. The strawberry shortcake for me.
One of the goats for sure. Put it on the Mount Rushmore.
Taryn, I gotta imagine you've done some stupid f***ing
The Daily Mix Show.
The Foo Fighters are celebrating the 30th anniversary of their debut album at the end of this week, Steve Miggs.
Came out on the 4th of July.
The 4th of July, 1995. So to commemorate such an occasion, we have a new Foo Fighters song, brand new. It's called Today's Song. Check it out.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fourth of July is coming up Friday, which means you only have a couple of firework stand shopping days left.
We haven't gone yet.
Holiday. We have not either.
Yeah.
But I got to give a big shout out to the people that name the fireworks because some of the names are hilarious and crazy and wild.
Yes, yes. And I think that might be a little bit of the reason why they do that is because you can't test out the fireworks. So the name and the packaging sometimes, I mean, at least when we went with our daughter last year, we were buying fireworks solely because of the names and because of how they were packaged.
Absolutely. So Migs, you want to put us to the test when it comes to fireworks today?
Yes, because they do get weird with their names. And I figured I'd find some of the weirder named fireworks, and you have to guess whether or not these actually are fireworks or not. Are you ready, Danny? Are you ready, Taryn Daly?
Yes.
All right, first one. It's a crazy rainbow explosion of bright colors, messy and magical. They call it unicorn puke.
Ooh. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real as well.
You both are? Correct.
Yes.
All right, next one. This one is known as the Night of Noisy Explosions. It's called Sir Pops-a-Lot.
You know, I saw a Sir Mix-a-Lot slot machine out at a casino.
What?
Yeah, I think it was at Snoqualmie.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go with real.
I'm going to go with real, too.
You know what?
Wrong.
They need to make a Sir. I'm shocked with all the fireworks stands here in the Pacific Northwest. Like, baby got boom.
Oh, my God. Like, hit that man up. Do some partnerships.
Oh, you know he would do it.
He would absolutely do it.
All right, next one. This one is loud, flashy, and sure to attract attention. Maybe even from law enforcement. It's called the Popo Magnet.
I'm going to say no, that is not.
Wrong.
You both are wrong. There is a firework called Popo Magnet, and I need to get it.
I want it.
It's got to have like a siren look to it or something along those lines.
That's hilarious.
All right, how about this firework? And again, we're listing off some of the strange names of fireworks that are available at your favorite fireworks stand. This one, it's big. It's obnoxious. It's loud. It's exactly what your neighbors don't want at midnight. It's called the Neighbor Hater.
The Neighbor Hater. Oh, you know, I mean, it tells you exactly what you're getting. I'm going to say yes.
Danny?
No.
Taryn, you are correct.
Jesus. Oh, the Neighbor Hater.
Danny, this one's for you.
All right.
No cheese, no carnage. This is a firework with all the toppings. It's called Pizza Apocalypse.
I'm going to go with yes on that one.
I'm going to go against you and say no then.
Danny, you are correct.
Pizza Apocalypse. You have to get one of those this year, Danny.
I want one.
I feel like this one is meant for me and my family. It's all flash, no meat. It's called the Exploding Vegan.
Wow.
No.
No. You're right. That one happens in Steve's bathroom after. Never mind.
You know that Beyond Meat sometimes goes right through me, Danny. Happy 4th of July. How about this one for all of our Massachusetts listeners, the people from Boston? It's called the Wicked Pissa.
I mean, sure.
I think I've seen that one before.
You are right.
Yes.
It's available. What's that one over there? It's the Wicked Pissa.
Oh, I love that.
One more?
Yes.
This one's cool and certified, a crowd pleaser with trendy vibes. It's called Lit and Legit.
That's too lame. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to go with yes.
Danny's right. It's not lame.
Lit and Legit.
Lit and Legit. So when your family go out and when they go out shopping for fireworks, how much is your dad dropping?
My favorite, we don't do this anymore, but when we were little kids, here's a strategy for you folks. My dad would give us each $20. So, you know, there's four kids, so everybody's dropping $20. And he would go over to a stand, give them like big puppy dog eyes and say, excuse me, sir, I only have $20. What can I get for $20? And then they would just load us up and we'd bring back the haul to my dad.
You're like,
and
Dad, I got the unicorn puke.
Way better than my dad trying to spend $80. I mean, we would use that strategy every year.
I love your dad's hustle.
But now it's like, I just trust my brother's going to bring fireworks to the party. I spend $0. I just let my brother invest.
Dude, last year was the first time it's more money than I've spent in my entire adult life. Because I'm not much of a fireworks guy, but Tatum wanted some fireworks. We went to a fireworks stand and we got sucked into all the silly names and all the cute packaging and dropped about $100.
Wow.
And that's $100 more than I've spent collectively in my entire life.
I guarantee you someone listening right now has spent far more money than you or I has on fireworks.
Oh, for sure.
206-803-ROCK. We are on a quest. We want to find the listener that has spent the most money on fireworks. So call in now if you think it's you. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Audioslave.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is very near the 4th of July. That is coming up Friday. So we are on a quest to see which rockaholic has spent the most money on fireworks.
So far, $0 spent. But I think today or tomorrow, we're going to up that price.
206-803-ROCK. Let us know how much money did you spend on fireworks. Now, Steve, remind me real quickly. How much did you spend on fireworks last year?
About $100.
Well, we have someone on hold that spent 70 times what you spent.
Okay.
We're going to talk with them in just a moment. But first, let's check in with our buddy Joe Dredd in West Seattle. Joe, how much did you spend on fireworks?
Good morning, you guys. So my wife and I live in unincorporated King County, and back then you can light off anything you want. And the last party we had, I spent $400 on just mortars alone.
Oh, man. How did the neighbors feel about that?
They didn't care. Because they were doing the same thing.
Okay.
Unincorporated King County, you can light off anything.
It's a war zone.
There are no rules.
Yes.
Any close calls? In your time of life, it sounds like you enjoy a good firework or two. Has there ever been a close call where maybe Joe would have to play the bass with one less digit?
Well, we did have a thing happen where a mortar did not actually go up into the air. It blew off in the tube.
Ooh.
And that was close.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the last time I would get fireworks.
No kidding. 206-803-ROCK. Phil, you're in Tahoya. How much money have you spent on fireworks?
Well, I spent $2,000, but my wife's boss is a paraplegic. He wanted a good show, so he spent $5,000. So we actually went to the Native Reservation here locally, and we loaded up an entire 4-foot by 8-foot trailer. And there were so many fireworks, we couldn't even get them all lit off on the 4th.
I was going to say, how much time spent setting off those fireworks do you think you did? Like a couple hours or?
I think we were probably done close to 1 o'clock in the morning. And my neighbors loved every minute of it because they do the same thing.
Same question for you then. I mean, that's a lot of fireworks. Any close calls?
Yeah, same thing the last guy said. One exploded in the tube. So what happens is when you load them backwards.
Ooh.
It exploded in the tube. So one got loaded backwards, exploded in the tube. Everybody was all right. Nobody got hurt.
Oof.
We're out here on the Hood Canal, so there's plenty of water around us.
Well, happy 4th to you, man.
What's that?
Happy 4th to you.
Hey, happy 4th to you guys.
Rock on, Phil.
I hate when I loaded him backwards. It's the worst.
We also have John in Auburn on the phone who owns Burn Time Fireworks. Tell us about the big dollars that you have seen people spend on fireworks.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, John. How are you?
Doing well. We get people that come up there, and even just the other day, between, like, two stands, one of the guys spent almost $5,000.
$5,000. What are they getting, typically? Like, what seems to be, like, the most popular thing when people are, like, spending that kind of cash?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from canister shells to cakes and, you know, fountains. Just nonstop wiping out shelves to put on a show for him and everybody else around him.
John, I have a question. I know sometimes the fireworks come in those big, big giant packs that are like as tall as a person. What do those go for?
Honestly, it depends on who you go and get it from. Some people come in and they just buy them and... you know, they spend anywhere from $700 to $1,200 on them.
Now, one thing I noticed last year was one of the first times I've been in one of the firework tents. And so you have, was it a Burn Time Fireworks in Auburn, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have this, but I thought it was so cool how technology has advanced, because I was like, well, what does this firework even look like? And like, well, come over here. And they had like a video that you could click on the firework or scan the firework, and it shows you how the firework goes off.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them nowadays on the packaging. They have QR codes, so you can just walk up and scan the QR code, and it'll take you straight to a video that you guys can watch and see what it does.
I thought that was the coolest
thing. We used to have these little things back in the day, and it was literally you come up, and you could just push the button, and you'd watch the video on this little device right there in the stand.
That's awesome.
The future of 4th of July is here.
I was going to ask, could you call back later and set up some fireworks while we're on the air? How cool would that be?
That'd be awesome. I mean, it's already happening. All night, I can hear them in my house.
Well, maybe if he could join us at 9:30, I don't know if he would be able to, but if he could call back during Chicken with the Rockaholics and set up some fireworks, I would be a happy camper.
That would make me very happy, too.
Nothing would get me more in the spirit of the 4th of July than hearing fireworks on the radio.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? And by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet to get three of the correct answers for this morning's 7:50 game to give you a little edge there? Steve, your record is 219 wins, 66 losses, and 53 ties in 2025.
Pretty good.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.